He died for you. He died for me. From our sin, He set us free. He loved us so. His life He gave. So if we ask, we can be saved.
Hello, I'm Rick Hurtless, founder of His Gospel Power, and it is exciting times that we are living in. If you are watching the news, if you're a Christian, then you should be excited. If you are fearful, if you are scared, then you need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Read His Word, and then you will understand that these times must come so that He can come and that we can be with Him throughout eternity. Thank you so much for joining with our broadcast. I want to offer you an invitation to go to my website, hisgospelpower.org. That's hisgospelpower.org. But I would like to give you more training if you would like to get that. All you have to do is fill out your email on the front page there, and there's more training. I will put you on my email list. I will continuously be able to send you things, keep you updated on our ministry as we grow and as we minister to the world and minister to the lost around the world. I am so excited that you join with our ministry. And now let's hear this week's message. We've been talking about, has God changed? And the answer, of course, to that question we came up with last week, God has not changed. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same God that loved those who got pregnant in the 20s. Yes, it did happen. Believe it or not, it did happen. As He does today. Now, I have to agree with you that the numbers, especially for STDs, is staggering. 1 in 2 will have a sexually transmitted disease. Is staggering. But you see, what's more staggering is that God has not changed, but His people have. Because His people have kept their mouths shut for all of these years. Somehow we have joined in with the culture and have said, we don't want to speak any of that because somebody will be mad at us. Well, Jesus said, if they hated me, they will hate you also. That not only pertained to 2,000 years ago, but it pertains to this day. As we open our mouth and live the life of Jesus Christ and allow others to know that God is not pleased when we live in sin, lives will be changed. You see, that is the good news. The real good news is that God's not pleased for us to live in sin. And we are sinful people, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But He's given us a way out. He's given us hope. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. As we give them the gospel and tell them, look, we know that you are sinful. I am sinful. But there is a way out to be able to live with God for eternity, and that's Jesus Christ. God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has always valued life. The Old Testament was not God before He got nice. That's what I've heard some say. The Old Testament was God before He got nice. God has always been a God of grace. He's always loved us, and He has been a God of grace. If not, as soon as Adam sinned, He could have said, you know what, you're out of here. As soon as Sodom and Gomorrah showed up, He says, you know what? I forget this whole thing. Every time Israel got blessed and then turned away from God, He could have said, you know what? I'm through with you all and just blown us away. Start it all over again. He could have done that. But He didn't. Why didn't He? Because He is a God of grace. He has not changed. He is the same graceful God of 6,000 years ago and of 2,000 years ago and of today. He's the same. Isaiah 54:10, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Now, Isaiah was talking to Israel. It also extends to us the same promise, nor my covenant. My promise is what covenant means. Of peace will not be removed. Number two, God created life. Isaiah 44:1-2, but now listen, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant. God created us in the womb. He has His hand upon us since the beginning of time. Before we were ever thought of, or a twinkle in your mother's eye or father's eye, as they might say, as you might have heard said. Ecclesiastes 11:5. As you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. God has made us who we are. He is the maker of all things. He has made you who have sinned in your own way, and He has made these young girls who have made a mistake, who have sinned as well. But God still loves them. A big part of our ministry in this church is going to be when we see the young ones coming that are pregnant. What's your first reaction going to be? Is it going to be a shock? Try not to do that. Try not to be shocked. Try to instead do what we do the best in this church. Embrace, open arms, and love. There are those who know that we care. You know, I've slept since then. Anyway, it was last week is all it was, and we had that half day of school. We did something very, very simple that I didn't think much of. It's just that David says, hey, how about if we do you think it's all right if we do hamburgers at the half day of school? And when they're let out, we'll just give them away free hamburgers. And I said, sure, sounds good, let's do it. Just a little flip thing. It's no big deal. It's not giving the gospel. It's just giving hamburgers. Do you know, out of that one act, I've received more calls and congratulations and thank yous I could have ever imagined. From the students, from the administration, from the faculty. Only problem is now the next time the faculty wants to get involved too, we have to get more hamburgers. And bring them on, that's right. You see, we were giving the gospel. Isn't that strange? Just by doing something that was... I was out there flipping burgers that day. I was a short order cook. It was a lot of fun. And of course that grill is just... And somebody was laughing because I got the coals a little bit too hot. And I'm like, somebody go get me some water. You know, they were having to go back and get a pitcher of water so I could keep splashing the coals down. But boy, we had a great time and we just gave away burgers. But we were giving the gospel. This pregnancy center, we're giving the gospel in our actions and what we say. And as we were speaking that day, and in fact, I think there's some young ones who are here today from that day who came to get the burgers. Brother Derek gave the gospel by riding a skateboard. That's a whole nother... You know, I've got to tell this story, Derek. Since I've broached the subject, I have to tell the story. And I may have told some of this, but there was actually one of the young boys who is here. He said, Derek walked to him and he said, you know, if I can do a better trick than you on the skateboard. Now, Derek's old, in case you didn't know this. I mean, y'all that are watching this from, or y'all that are listening rather from the radio, you can't tell this, but Derek's old. He's, how old are you? Now, some of the older ones are going to say, yeah, he's real old. But what are you, how old are you?
I kind of told a little fib. I told him I was 50. I'm really 49.
Okay, 49. He's 49 years old. So he's getting up there just a little bit. He's definitely, okay, he may not be the oldest, but for a skateboarder, that's pretty old. And so he told this boy, if I can do a better trick than you on the skateboard, you've got to come to church. And of course, the boy's looking at him. He's an old, little bit overweight guy. And the kid, I can't even imagine what he was thinking, but he's like, this ought to be a shoe-in. This is easy. And he did his trick, and it was a good trick, by the way. I mean, you know, he did something I couldn't do. He put that skateboard on the ground, and he flipped it three or four times, and he landed on it. He didn't break anything. So Derek goes out there to get to do his trick, and he skateboards way long way. And I'm like, Derek, running away is not going to help. But he's on that skateboard, and he's just paddling away, and he's going out there. The next thing I know, he's going across the parking lot, and then he does a handstand on the skateboard. Now, what you kids didn't know is he came over to me and said, now, would you get 911 on speed dial, because I'm not real sure about this. But see, God uses us if we will allow Him to use us. And He used Derek that day to reach out to some kids. But third, life begins with conception. As Christians, we've got to know that. You know, there's always the question, where does life begin? And in fact, I'm going to say life begins before conception. See, God already has it all planned. And whenever that life is terminated, it was a life that God had planned to happen. He knew. Jeremiah 1, 4 through 5 says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Before you were formed in the womb. And God says the same thing about each one of you. Before you were formed in the womb, God had you sitting in these pews. He has a reason that you're here, kids. He's got a reason for you. I don't really know what it is yet, other than that we give the gospel. But He's got a reason that you're sitting here. He's got a reason that every one of you are sitting here. Sometimes I go to the hospitals or I go to the nursing homes and someone will say, well, I'm still alive, but I don't know why. I don't know why God's got me still alive here. Because He wants you to proclaim His gospel in everything you do. Even while you were dying. Do you know that some of the greatest messages I've ever received were from people that were on their deathbed? That would give me that hope of Jesus as they were smiling, getting ready to go home, telling me about all that they were looking forward to and all that they were seeing and all that they were doing. God was using them. I have seen people who have been saved from somebody else laying on the deathbed, giving the gospel to a loved one. And they come to Christ. Till you breathed your last, God has something for you. He knew you before you were in the womb. In fact, since the beginning of time, God has had it all planned. If you've ever had an abortion, or you know someone that has, maybe a close one that has, God loves you. He loves you. He loves you with all of His heart, with all of His soul, with all of His mind, with all of His being that He is. He loves you. Just like any other sin that any person that has committed a sin that says, God, I just feel so bad. But you are forgiven by Jesus Christ. Once you accept His forgiveness, you are forgiven. It's over. You don't have to feel dirty any longer. Because Jesus has cleansed you from all unrighteousness. You stand clean before the Father, white as snow. God loves His creation. And God loves you. No matter what you're going through today, God loves you. If you're having a struggle in your faith, if you're having a struggle in your finances, if you're having a struggle with things in your life, if life is just going on, life just happens. Brother John and I were talking. You know, if you're up on the peak right now, you're just getting prepared. Because it's sure that you are going to be in the valley. If you are following what Jesus wants, He wants you to continue to grow. Because the next peak is going to be higher than the last one. Because you'll be able to see from the next peak that you're standing on, the other peaks that were below you. Have you ever gone back to your elementary school? Have you ever gone back to an old house that you lived in? This house is huge. When we got married, we went up to Virginia, and I told my wife, I said, now, we're going to go see my Uncle Oki, and his house is huge. We go to his house, and we come out, and she says, I thought you said his house was huge. And I said, well, it used to be. And it was a two-story house and everything. You see, that now that I've grown and now that I've matured, that peak that I was on now just seems so small. It's the same thing in our spiritual growth, that as we continue to grow, the next peak that we're at, we'll look down on that one. God prepares us for the next valley so that we can grow some more, so that we can hit the new peak. God wants to use you in whatever capacity that you're in. He wants to use you.
Thank you for joining with us on this segment of His Gospel Power. I'm Rick Hurtless. This is a listener-supported ministry, so I'm asking for your help. You could help in many ways. You could go to Amazon.com and buy any one of my books. If you just type in Rick Hurtless, you can take a look at the different books that I offer. My latest book is True Freedom. And, of course, you can go to my website, HisGospelPower.org. HisGospelPower.org. .org, and there is a donate button on that website. You can click on that website. You can make a donation that way. Or if you would just like to mail it the old-fashioned way, mail your checks to P.O. Box 1569, P.O. Box 1569, Rockdale, Texas 76567. And I would appreciate your help in this matter, and in fact with any future support that you would like to give to this radio ministry. If it is blessing you, if you are hearing the Word of God and you are being fed on this radio broadcast, it would be my honor to accept your donation so that I might keep bringing it to you, bringing it to the living room.
Be washed away. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed.